Well, hi everyone. Welcome to another episode of our podcast for learning English. Matthew, happy to see you. How are you?
Johnny, good to see you, my friend. Yes, I'm okay. A little bit cold, but I'm okay. You?
Yeah, me too. Me too. It's cool today, yeah, but it's nice. So today we are diving into a fascinating topic, Matthew. Sleep. Well, how many hours do we really need, and how does it vary depending on the country? You know, just we see some topics about some countries: Spain, Japan.
Okay. Well, I this is something that all of us do. So yeah, there's a connection here. It's an important part of our lives. But interestingly, depending on the country that you come from, that you could have an entirely different habit when it comes to sleep. So while we're talking about sleep, we're going to teach you how to use quantifiers. And by quantifiers, we mean expressions like a lot of, plenty of, too much, and others, no? To talk about the quantity of sleep that we need naturally.
So let's get comfortable, grab a coffee, or I don't know, maybe a pillow, and let's get started. So here we have one of those fantastic role plays that we love. This time, Matthew, we are at a party, house party. We're chatting at the backyard. I think today with this cold, I think I would prefer to be inside, no?
Let's move back inside to the, I agree.
So let us start, Matthew.
Okay, wow. So this backyard is packed. Johnny, there's a lot of food, but not enough chairs.
Yeah, and way too many people in the kitchen. I barely made it out with my drink.
At least you made it. I got stuck talking to someone for 10 minutes about their dog's diet.
Oh no, not another one of those conversations, Matthew. You look like you need another drink after that.
Yeah, maybe. But it's not just that. You know, Johnny, I haven't been sleeping much lately. In fact, this week I've had very little sleep, and it's starting to affect me.
Really? That's not good, amigo. What's going on?
Just been busy with work and stuff. You know, I've been staying up late, and even when I try to sleep, I keep thinking about everything I need to do. It's like my brain won't switch off.
Oh, I get that. I've never been much of a sleeper myself. Well, my wife says I need to sleep more, but I feel like 6 hours is enough for me.
Wow, Johnny, 6 hours? That's more than I've been getting. This week, it's been 5 hours tops. My wife, on the other hand, she gets plenty of sleep. You know, she says that she needs at least 8 hours, or otherwise she feels terrible the next day.
Oh, mine's the same. She's all about getting her 8 hours too. She even tracks her sleep with one of those apps.
Oh, I've seen those. Do they really work?
Well, she says it helps her. It's funny, though. She tracks her sleep, and I'm over her surviving on coffee and very little rest.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I think I've been surviving on coffee, too. But, you know, do you think it's healthy to sleep so little? I mean, I know it's not ideal, but does it really make a big difference?
Well, that's a good question, Matthew. I've read that no sleeping at all can mess with your memory and stress levels. And it's not just about how much you sleep, but the quality too.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, huh? But do you think it's the same in every country? Like, do people in Spain sleep as little as, I don't know, people in Japan?
Well, probably not. In Spain, they take naps during the day, so maybe they sleep more overall. In Japan, though, people sleep very little. I've even heard that they nap at work. It's considered normal.
I've heard that too. And in Finland, I think people sleep the most in Europe. They get about 8 hours a night on average. It doesn't surprise me that they're one of the happiest countries in the world.
Oh, maybe there's a connection between sleep and happiness. I don't know. But if that's true, we need to start sleeping more, amigo.
Agreed. Speaking of sleep, you think we should head back inside before people think we've disappeared?
Yeah, but let's grab another drink first. Maybe we'll find someone to talk about the dog's diet.
Oh, no.
Bueno, quantifiers, ¿eh? Bueno, pues ahora que hemos hablado sobre algunos hábitos del sueño, vamos a centrarnos un poco en cómo expresar cantidades en inglés utilizando quantifiers, ¿eh? Los quantifiers son palabras como has mencionado tú antes, ¿no? A lot of, too much o plenty of, que nos ayudan a describir cantidades grandes o pequeñas de ciertas cosas.
Es verdad, Johnny. Y hoy aprenderemos a usar cuantificadores para cantidades grandes, cantidades pequeñas e incluso para hablar de más o menos de lo necesario. Y lo mantendremos simple. Pero si estás listo para un desafío, pues también añadiremos algunos detalles adicionales para los estudiantes avanzados.
Sí, porque este es un B1 level, pero oye, también sabemos que tenemos escuchantes que a lo mejor, oye, pues tienen un poquito más de nivel, así que también nos vamos a dar algún tip, ¿verdad? Bueno, pues let's first talk about large quantities, ¿verdad? Así que como vemos aquí en pantalla, we often use a lot of, lots of, or loads of, to talk about large amounts in affirmative sentences. These are great for both countable and uncountable nouns.
Yes, you're right, Johnny. In fact, the dialogue that we had earlier, you said there's a lot of food at this party. Now that structure works because food is uncountable. So you could also say there are lots of drinks in the kitchen. And we would say lots of drinks because drinks are countable.
And for informal situations, you can say loads of. Like there are loads of people in the kitchen. Como vemos aquí en la pantalla, ¿no? There are loads of people here. But remember, loads of is casual. So it's best used in friendly conversations, but not in formal writing.
Yeah, that's a good point, Johnny. Time for an advanced tip. Okay, so I think we've got it there also. When there's no noun, you just use a lot. Okay, and I think if you're watching us, you can see that on the screen. So the example, I eat a lot, or we talk a lot. But you wouldn't say a lot of here. So when there's no noun, we can just use a lot.
That's right. Well, vamos al siguiente. Let's now talk about small quantities. So use little with uncountable nouns and a few with countable nouns. So this means some, but not a lot.
Right, good. Okay, so for example, I have a little time before the meeting. Mm-hmm. And of course, time is uncountable. So we use a little. And we could say, I've met a few people tonight. So here, people. It's countable, and we use a few.
Okay, fantastic. So if you want to emphasize maybe just how small the quantity is, you can use very little or very few, as we also see here on the slide. Oh, I've had very little sleep. And, of course, here, just again, we talk about countable or uncountable, no? Or there are very few chairs in the backyard. You're talking about countable.
Hey, good, Johnny. Yeah, that's nice. Another advanced tip. We need to be careful with verbs that change depending on the noun. Okay, what do we mean? Well, have a look at this example. There's very little milk in the fridge. So milk is uncountable, and we need to use is. Whereas there are very few apples left. Now, apples are countable, so we use are.
Very good, fantastic. Tal vez podemos explicar a nuestros escuchantes, ¿no? Tenéis que recordar siempre que los incontables en inglés son singulares. Entonces, por tanto, el verbo to be que utilizaremos, pues siempre va a ser is. No importa la cantidad en este caso. Pero claro, cuando son contables, evidentemente tenemos que adaptar el verbo de acuerdo con si es singular o es plural. Okay, so then let us now just talk when we talk about too much, too many and not enough. Well, these are useful when something is more or less than necessary.
Yeah, you're right, Johnny. So we can use too much with uncountable nouns, and we use too many with countable nouns. And we've got an example there on the screen. No, there's too much traffic in this city. Okay, so uncountable traffic, we use too much. There are too many people in this room. So for countable, many.
And then when we talk for less than necessary, here we use not enough. Y tenemos también aquí unos ejemplos que podéis ver en la pantalla. There isn't enough space to sit. So space is uncountable. And there aren't enough chairs for everyone. Aquí lo tenemos como countable.
Hey, that's great. Another advanced tip. Okay, we need to pay attention to where enough is placed in the sentence. So for example, before a noun, there isn't enough time. So we have enough first and then the noun follows. But it goes after an adjective or an adverb. This room isn't big enough, or you're not driving fast enough. So just remember, it changes depending on noun or adjective and adverb.
Fantastic. So let's talk now about comparatives, okay? Few versus little. So when comparing, we use fewer with countable nouns and less with uncountable nouns. So for example, we give you a couple of examples. There are fewer cars on the road today. Cars is countable. Or I have less free time now. Free is uncountable.
Muy bien, Johnny. Otro error común es usar less con sustantivos contables. En el habla informal podrías escucharlo, pero en el inglés formal utiliza fewer para los sustantivos contables.
Muy bien. Bueno, pues, Matthew, vamos a practicar.
Okay.
So let's practice. So if I say, Matthew, there is noise in the city, would you use too much or too many?
Okay, Johnny. So noise is countable or uncountable? What do you think, listeners? Okay, I'm sure you all got that. No, the correct answer is too much. There's too much noise because noise is uncountable. Okay, Johnny, your turn. Here we go. There are chairs in this room. There are chairs in this room. Would you use very few or very little?
Well, let's give a chance to our listeners. Vamos a dejarles que piensen un poquito. Oye, ¿qué será? ¿Será? It's very few. There are very few or very little chairs. Well, the correct answer is very few, no? Because chairs is countable. Chairs is countable. No? It would say there are very little chairs, no? We would think about the size, no? Son muy, muy pequeñitas, no? Well, fantastic. So, amigos, keep practicing, eh? And soon these quantifiers will feel like natural. I understand, Matthew, no, that for Spanish learners or algunos de los que están aprendiendo, a veces estas expresiones de ay, few, little, no, con quantifier, con countable or uncountable, puede ser a veces un poquito difícil, ¿eh? Pero con práctica de verdad, ¿eh? lo vais a lograr.
Es verdad, Johnny, ¿eh? En principio es un poco complicado, pero verás que con práctica es fácil.
Muy bien. Oye, Matthew, pues vamos a mandar una pregunta para nuestros escuchantes, ¿no? So, if you could sleep as much as you wanted, how many hours would you sleep? So, you can write your answer in the comments using a quantifier like, oh, a lot or plenty of.
Hey, I like it. I think I'm going to send an answer in.
Fantastic. So, what is another question we could also pose to our friends?
Okay, so question number two. How would you say in English, hay demasiadas personas en esta sala y no hay suficiente espacio para sentarse? How would you say that in English? Hay demasiadas personas en esta sala y no hay suficiente espacio para sentarse.
Está bien, ¿eh? Interesante. Bueno, vamos a dejar que nuestros escuchantes ahí estén pensando. Bueno, si estáis disfrutando, ¿eh? Si estáis disfrutando de este episodio con Matthew y conmigo, pues no olvidéis darle a un like, ¿eh? O suscribiros, incluso compartir esto con vuestros amigos, ¿eh? Recordar, aprender inglés con amigos siempre es mucho más divertido y mucho mejor. Pues, Matthew, yo creo que ahora es tiempo de que hablemos un poquito de lo que habíamos dicho antes, del sleep habits around the world.
Okay. Looking forward to this part, John. Yeah, there's some interesting details here, I think.
Yeah, so now that we have talked about our personal sleep habits, let's dive into how people sleep around the world. So you will see that sleep isn't just about health. It's also influenced by culture, work, and even geography.
Exactly. And as we explore this, we're going to use and practice quantifiers like very little, plenty of, and not enough to describe the different sleep habits. Okay, Johnny, let's start and let's travel to Japan.
Japan.
So sleep in Japan. Okay, I didn't know this, I have to be honest, so it was new for me, but it seems that in Japan, people, they sleep very little, very little. In fact, the average is about 6 hours a night. Now, why is this? Well, it seems that it's mostly because everybody is very busy with their work schedules, and also it seems there's different cultural norms that they follow that affect their sleep. I think it's true. When you think about Japan, you think about hard work. No, Johnny, very productive
productivity.
I don't think I would survive very long in Japan. Huh? So yeah, you're right. Productivity is highly valued. And because of that, people work long hours.
So it's so common, Matthew. I didn't know this, but it's so common that they even have a term for napping at work. Mm. I don't know if I can pronounce this. We have some learners, English learners, that also are learning Japanese with us.
Oh,
tenemos aquí algunos, así que me vais a disculpar. Esto, inemuri. So it means sleeping while being present.
Mm.
It's not seen as lazy. It actually shows you're working so hard that you need a quick recharge.
I like that. I'm gonna try this. Okay. That's amazing, Johnny. Yeah, that's incredible. But also a little bit concerning. Wow. You know, studies show that sleeping less than 6 hours, and if you do it regularly, it can lead to memory problems and even to long-term health issues.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's something that needs to be taken into consideration. So let us move to another country. I think we'll go to Spain.
Okay.
So the siesta tradition, no?
Viva España. So in Spain, I think it's famous all around the world for its siestas. In fact, I think, Johnny, the word siesta is kind of, it's entered many other languages, no? If you say having a siesta, I know in English people would recognize it, no?
Yeah.
Okay. So traditionally people take a short nap in the middle of the day, and especially in the warmer regions of the country. And it's a way, I guess, to recharge your batteries.
But you know, Matthew, just it's important to know that not everyone takes siestas anymore. You know, just now with the busy schedules, people don't have really time to have siesta. No? Unless our young ones now, children like this next week, they're on holidays. Of course, siesta is a must. Or pensioners, or maybe just people who can do it. No? But modern work schedules have reduced their practice. But it still exists in some areas. Balancing shorter nighttime sleep hours.
Yeah, that's true, Johnny. And it makes sense, actually, because maybe if people are eating late and don't go to bed until late, then they need a siesta. So while Spanish people may not sleep as much as others do at night, well, the little siesta, at mediodía, that just helps to get enough rest overall.
Yeah, that's right. No, and it depends. No, sometimes it's just a short nap, no? Just 10 minutes, 15 minutes. If you can have an hour. But you know what happens after a long, long siesta, no? I think we all have experience, no? Just you go to bed thinking, well, I'm going to sleep, and then you sleep 2 hours, and then you're like a headache. No.
It's true. It's counterproductive. You're right, Johnny. 10 minutes is the perfect siesta.
Very good. So as we have seen, sleep isn't just about biology. It has shaped by culture, geography, and even tradition. So some countries like, I don't know, Japan, maybe just prioritize with productivity. And they sacrifice it for productivity. No, and in Spain, maybe we have to talk a little bit about this siesta.
It's true. You're right, Johnny. So wherever you live, getting enough sleep or even plenty of sleep is really important. No, it's essential for your mental, physical, and overall happiness.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about quantifiers in the context, okay? So we said people in Japan have very little time to sleep. Very little time to sleep.
Very good. I don't think we mentioned so much Scandinavians, but let me throw this example in there. Scandinavians believe in getting plenty of rest for their well-being. So here, plenty of rest.
So in fact, there are many countries that value sleep as much as Finland.
And then we also mentioned Spain. No, those siestas in Spain, it's a way to balance not getting enough rest at night.
So then let us go back to our questions, no, that we were saying. So let's see. Answer to question one. Do you remember? No? So what would be the answer? Well, let's give our listeners a few seconds. No, but I think here we have an idea. No. Let's see. How would we say that one?
That was the translation.
The answer to the first question, no? If I could sleep as much as I wanted, for example, if I could sleep as much as I wanted, I would sleep 8 hours every night. So what about you, listeners? What about you? If you could sleep as much as you wanted, maybe someone's thinking, no, if I can sleep even more than 8 hours, that would be fantastic.
I would. All the teenagers that are listening, right. Sleep 10, 12 hours. Yeah. Right.
Okay. So what about the second one? What's the translation? No, I think we got it here.
Ah, you're right, Johnny. Okay, so the translation is, there are too many people in this room and there isn't enough space to sit.
Very good. So did you get it right? Oh,
well,
fantastic. We hope so. That's right. So what have we learned today, Matthew? We have learned how to use quantifiers, like a lot of, plenty of, and too much to talk about quantities. And we have also explored how sleep habits differ around the world.
That's right, Johnny. Yeah, very good. So if you want to improve your English, well, don't hesitate. Get across to trainlang.com. and start learning with us. And there's plenty to do there, Johnny, no, on the webpage.
Yeah, fantastic. And you can access, you have just different classes. You have the campus, and you have fantastic teachers, no, that you can learn English with.
So, have fun learning.
That's right. Okay, amigos, Matthew, thank you very much for this time, and thank you for helping us with this interesting topic today.
Johnny, thank you. I think I'm going to have a siesta now.
Yes, we need that. Bye, amigos.
Bye, everybody. Thanks, Johnny.